Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Metroplex. This is the commercial-free expressway where we are going to hook you up with four Texas Rangers tickets today, which is a hump day. Tomorrow and Friday. And yesterday, I got so many tweets about Jane Slater at the Cowboys hour-long press conference to get you set for the NFL draft. And we were able to track her down to kick off the commercial-free expressway on the home of America's team here on Sean, RJ, and Roberto. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on?
How was your cell phone yesterday during that press conference and afterwards?
You know what? I think sometimes people are listening to it or they're watching it at home and they think it's like far more contentious than it is. It's not. All I was doing was asking a question I think not only I want to know, but that I constantly get asked from, you know, fans or even my own family. And my family are all, you know, Cowboys fans. And the question that I always get is, why does Jerry consistently overpay players? And it's a fair question, right? Because, you know, we've seen them play hardball in the past with guys like, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence and Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. And ultimately, they always end up giving them their contracts. And in a lot of cases, it feels like they overpay. And so, you know, I think as a reporter, the only thing you can do is just ask the question instead of pontificate or speculate. And so that's what I did yesterday. And I think, you know, I think a lot of people, the way they heard it or they watched it was like, oh, Jerry and Jane are, no, that's not Jerry. You guys know that. You guys do plenty of radio shows with Jerry. I mean, I think as long as you're always respectful, Jerry's always going to give you an answer. But I do think maybe the tone would have sounded a little like irritated. I think he's just irritated with the situation himself that the Cowboys, I think, have gotten themselves in over the years. And I'm glad that he brought up the analogy of the credit card, because that has been an analogy that I've been given by multiple people inside the building. And I think for a lot of folks, they think, well, the Cowboys, they just see billion-dollar franchise and money. But Jerry, in recent years, I think, hasn't really had the appetite to overspend on coaches or players for that matter. And so what you're seeing here is him trying to show some financial frugality. And as I was joking with him yesterday, I've had to learn it at a later age. and it's something that we've killed the Cowboys for years, right? Overpaying players. And he was simply reminding a lot of fans and folks like myself in the media, you guys have killed me in the past for overpaying players. And we're just not going to do that. Unfortunately, I think as history has shown, they talk a certain game, as they did with Ezekiel Elliott. Remember, Ezekiel Elliott doesn't deserve Todd Gurley money. Well, he sure got it. So we'll have to see what their appetite is for, you know, waiting to see how these things flesh out. And to be fair, they can wait with Micah Parsons, right? They can wait with CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott is under contract, so they technically don't have to do anything.
Well, they can wait, but, you know, that's why I loved your follow-up question of, okay, if you wait in the National Football League, the price goes up. So what did you make of their response to the question and their philosophy of waiting when Jerry says, well, I want to see more leaves fall? It's called option quarterback. What did you make of their response and their philosophy? Because to me, you just end up costing yourself more.
That's what I heard. But I think what they're essentially looking to do is, I mean, I think Justin Jefferson, they're waiting for that leaf to fall. Like, what's that number going to be? I think my only pushback was, why don't you set the number? Go back to the player, make him feel respected with his APY, and then just throw the guaranteed money at him. It feels simple to us, but again, I don't have the checkbook, nor do I have the pen. But that's simply where my questions were coming from, is why allow another team to set the market now? Because, you know, remember when we were all scoffing over Dak Prescott and $40 million?
Yeah.
Y'all are going to hate it when you hear what the eye-watering number is going to be for, you know, Dak here in a little bit, you know? Or I could see Dak, and we've seen it before, pulling the Kirk Cousins. And I think, unfortunately, I think a lot of fans, you know, you might criticize him for some of his postseason success or lack thereof, but quarterbacks don't grow on trees. And I feel like he's done a really good job for this franchise. And yeah, you do have to put the pieces around him. And unfortunately, the Cowboys haven't done a great job of that at all times. Although I would argue, I think they really did try to go all in last year, which is essentially what Steven said. Look, we won the offseason, but we didn't win the postseason. So, you know, you'll hear them. We've all done this long enough, guys. It's a 24/7, 365 job, and they're always trying to make deals. But, you know, some of this is also the players. The players have to come to the table, too. And, you know, I think a lot of them are looking to get paid, as all of us are, when our contracts are up.
Jane Slater, NFL Network, joins here 105 through the Fan. Around the rest of the league, is this a common thing where teams just wait and wait and wait and just, you know, kind of push things down the road and not sign their guys as soon as they possibly can? Or the Cowboys kind of outliers?
I mean, at least from my observation covering the league and a lot of these teams, they do feel like they play the waiting game more so than other teams. Now, with that being said, look at the Saints, right? When they had, that's another team I cover, Michael Thomas, they went and got him the highest paid wide receiver in the league, and he had the one good year, you know? And so some of these contracts, when you've overpaid these guys because you are
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried, it sometimes does burn teams. So I understand the waiting game sometimes. But it just, it always feels like these contracts, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, like I'm open to, you know, feedback here, but it just, it feels like they always wait till we get to training camp before we get these things done.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times that's been the case, like with the, I mean, specifically they get offensive line deals done, then they got Diggs done around then, Zach Martin. Yeah. I mean, it's been a common thing for them. Yeah. Now, Jane, one of the things that I'm interested in is we've got clearly the idea of, you know, the Cowboys on their side, and they're playing this waiting game and how they're approaching things like that. Do you have any sense that from Dak's side, is there any fatigue growing here? Like, would it just, when we start wondering about the future of a potential, like, divorce, do you think that any of those feelings reside on Dak's side as well? Of like, hey, I don't know how much I love doing this, you know, game anymore over here.
Look, here's what I will say about Dak, and I think Jerry hit on this yesterday, the respect that he has from the way he handles all of his business. Like, you're not going to get a lot of leaks from Dak's camp, specifically not from Todd France. He doesn't really negotiate these deals the way I've seen some players in the past do it in the media, right? And as for Dak, I always appreciate that he does things the right way. I mean, he's not going to be – I'd be shocked if he was a camp holdout. He's not that guy. And I what I appreciate about Dak is I think he's got enough confidence in himself that if it doesn't happen here, it'll happen somewhere else. I just, you know, this is a kid who grew up in Louisiana that dreamed of being a Dallas Cowboy. It's been an improbable story of a guy drafted in the fourth round, you know, who was behind Jamil Showers on the depth chart is always the fascinating thing to me. People forget that Jamil was higher on the depth chart, you know, behind Kellen Moore, and then switched to defense, and then he was gone. And so that, you know, Dak's made, you know, a lot of money and had a lot of success here in Dallas. And of course, he just had a kid, and I know that he's ingrained in the city. But I do think all of us privately, like within our own four walls, you know, would probably get frustrated that, like, look, I've never been an issue for you. I do things the right way. I mean, you've seen that guy walk in the room and represent the Cowboys. You couldn't want more from a quarterback, in my opinion, looking from the outside and looking at some of these other franchises. But I do believe that he has enough moxie and confidence in himself that he sees what Kirk Cousins did. And that's why I tell, you know, people, well, you guys can, it's kind of like with Romo, you know, you bash him and then you kind of miss him when they're gone. But crazier things can happen, right? We didn't think when we were heading into Romo's final season, we never thought that was going to be Romo's final season. And we certainly never thought when they picked Zach that we would be here, you know, almost 9 years later talking about this contract this way. So, I mean, look, crazy things can happen. Trey Lance could develop into that guy. I don't know. But sitting here right now, Dak feels like a really good option for you.
Jane Slater on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Speaking of agents, Adam Schefter with the info about 30 minutes ago that Mike McCarthy has hired Don Yee to represent him. Jane, ooh. Yee, as you know, represents Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, Tom Brady, and Brian Broaddus.
yeah, I mean, look, listen, Don Yee's a powerful player in this business. I do find that very interesting. I hadn't seen that yet.
Yes. Well,
yeah, I mean, look, what are you going to need an agent for when you're not going to have another contract negotiation?
Jeez,
I mean,
Bobby.
I don't understand.
Get him canceled on Fridays.
Sorry.
Jerry was pretty direct at the end yesterday, Jane. Like, I don't want to blink. There is no blink in saying that Dak Prescott is the quarterback that we want. Do you believe that and that right now this just is a negotiation, or do you think there's any more wait and see of if we lose to Green Bay again in the first round, we're going to move on from you? Like, do you believe, Jerry, when they say that, like, we definitely want him here for the long term?
I find it hard to believe that Dak won't be here. Mm-hmm. We've seen them, you know, have these tough talk. I mean, I was shocked that Tyron Smith came back last year, quite frankly. I mean, I honestly thought Tyron Smith was going to be gone after last year. So I could see, I would be shocked if Dak wasn't here, but I do think that there is going, in order for that to happen, Dak's going to Dak and Todd French are probably going to have to negotiate a little bit more along the side of the Cowboys in order to make this thing work. I mean, the Cowboys have literally, I think, talked themselves into this. We're not overspending. We physically can't anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's just, unfortunately, it's coming at a time when you've got these three, you know, players that you'd like to pay, but they're literally putting their foot down. And this is not just speak up on the podium. I've heard this from multiple people inside the building. Like, they have maxed out credit cards, and they are truly trying to start paying some of them off.
Jane, anything else jump out from the presser, or would you like to preview the draft and what you think that they could be looking at or thinking?
I think they absolutely have to go offensive line. I thought it was interesting that Mike McCarthy said that, or Jerry said it, that Mike McCarthy wanted offensive linemen, although I remember last year I was told over and over it was a tight end in the first round, so neither here nor there. But Mike wanted that offensive line in the first round, according to Jerry. This is the year that you absolutely have to go and do it, particularly with the departure of, you know, Tyler Biotish. Although I think they feel good with Brock Hoffman there in the intro. I think Brock's got one more year. We've been hearing Brock's name over the last year, but I know that they're, you know, they're at least feel comfortable with him there if they had to. But I think that they're going to absolutely have to go find an offensive lineman. I think they need to go find their next Tyler Smith. To plug and play on that line. I mean, Tyler Smith has been so versatile for you, and I think that's the sort of versatility that they're looking. I mean, I would be shocked if they don't go after a Graham Barton, a Tyler Guyton, or an Amarius Mims. So those are, like, the three names that I'm looking for in the first round. And then I think where it's going to be interesting is, are they going to reach for a running back with, you know, pick 56? Are they going to land on a Brooks, land on a Trey Benson? I do know that they think that this draft is pretty deep in terms of running backs and offensive linemen. So I think that those are the two areas they address first. And then obviously I think they've got to go after linebacker. The one linebacker I'm keeping an eye on, and I did ask about yesterday, was, you know, the North Carolina State linebacker has got the history issues. Bobby, you and I have talked about this. I was like, oh, so the Cowboys are going to grab him. You know, they picked a lot of linebackers with injury issues, but man, those injury issues, the Jalen Smiths of the world, the Sean Lees, the, you know, the Leighton Vander Esches, I don't know that that's necessarily worked out for them in years past. So I think we'll see how they approach that this year. But offensive linemen, I mean, they have hit it out of the park every time they've gone to the first round. So it's too perfect to mess that up. I would be shocked if they're not going offensive line in the first round.
Slater, give me the percent chance that they shocked the world and go with Bobby's worst situation, which would be a quarterback in the first round.
Well, with them picking at 24 and they're expecting to have a run on quarterbacks as many as six in the first round, I would be very shocked by that. But I was shocked by Trey Lance. I mean, were y'all last year? So, yep.
So was Dak.
Every time the Cowboys are moving different in recent years. So I never quite know what to expect from them these days.
So basically your dad, or what I heard yesterday in the press conference, is your dad is pissed off and fed up. That's what I heard.
Oh, he gets so annoyed. I don't know if he'll have this dad. Like, he used to have a Texas flag and a Cowboys flag. And the minute that team started struggling, and it could be as early as the second quarter, he'd walk outside, pull that flag down, and march back in. One time he got a Miles Austin jersey. I'll never forget this. And he literally took it back to the store.
Gotta keep a tag on it. That's right.
So I feel like I have a unique pulse on this fan base. I always just ask myself, what would Tom do? And Tom is not happy right now at the Cowboys.
What are your draft responsibilities? Where are we going to be seeing you?
It's so weird. This is the first year they're not putting me with the Dallas Cowboys. I saw Ed Werner's not there either. He's going to be in Denver. They have me anchoring Good Morning Football from home. So,
wow.
Good Morning Football.
Well.
So they're returning this year. So I'll be with Peter Schrager, Kyle Brandt, and Jason McCourty. They'll be in Detroit, and I'll be anchoring from home. So good times.
Awesome. Great job yesterday. You ended up being the star of the press conference with all the Tolos. Thank you for the time this morning, and keep killing it.
Love you guys.
Jane Slater, NFL Network on the D&M Leasing Hotline.
They were Yeah, Jane's right. It's not as contentious as it seems out there, but there's a little bit of tension with, I think, the...
You misread that. She just
said... No, not with her. That's the thing you got to understand. It's not with her. There is absolutely tension with the subject matter. Yes.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I'm saying, that contentiousness that exists, it wasn't towards Jane, but it was towards the topic Jane was trying to talk about.
They were very... Yes. They weren't angrily defensive, but it was kind of like a... You know, half smile defensive when I watched it.
When Jerry says the line, and he says it all the time, I'm smiling when I say this. I want you to think that I think this is funny, but I don't think this is funny.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be elementary here. When he's trying to explain to us, trying to explain to us in ABCs how the salary cap works. Like, you guys really, he said it nicely. You guys don't understand it. Here's an explanation for it. And it's like, well, yeah, some of us don't understand it, but more importantly, we don't freaking care about understanding it. That's your job. And what we care is, at the end of the day, how far did you get? And when you keep coming up short, and then you go cheap with it, and then you give us the all-in line, and then insult our intelligence by keep trying to change the definition. Like, I had a lot of Tolos say yesterday made things worse. They hit me up and they're like, I was so enraged, I was so furious, I was so ticked off that yesterday that press conference just made things worse.
Because you know what they did, the equivalent of it? It's like if after the Packers game, like if I would have come on here and all the people who wanted to light up the fan text and go like, oh, is Bobby going to address the Dak? Before even seeing those texts, I would have known it. And I sat down and I was like, I'll tell you one thing.
It wasn't his fault.
Dak was great yesterday. Nobody else was, but Dak was great. That's what Jerry did yesterday. All in.
Yeah,
all
now,
in.
Now,
all in.
Yeah, when you start like going with definitions of words and meaning and everything, it's that's just – look, the media can't compete with Jerry and Steven when it comes to financial literacy. The whole reason we got got into this business – it's because we would have failed out of basic math in college. We just would have.
Except for Hagelin.
Except for maybe Hagelin. But, so, like, when they start talking about, like, we don't know what, none of us have any idea how to run a company or, you know, how to do contracts. And we don't know.
Yeah.
So they could get us with that.
But he said anyone who runs their own business, anyone who has their own business, they know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Any business owner.
And that's what they'll say. And look, I'm sure he's right on that one. We don't know. I don't know. I can't call him on that. But most of us are English majors or minors in this thing, so you can't get us on what the meaning of words are. Got you there.
Here's what I do know, though. 31 other teams are not in the same position you are right now. They're not claiming to be in the same financial position you are.
It's hump day. It's the expressway.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.